to be strength to his weakness. Now you're talking about real Christian fellowship, the real stuff. That fulfills the law of Christ, not the suggestion of Christ, the law of Christ. It's an obligation. Look at verse 3. And here he further talks about the one who is helping with the burden, the spiritual one. He says, if anyone thinks he's something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. And boy, does he hit on the issue there. One of the chief reasons that we don't bother to follow up and hold up some person is because we feel superior. A lot of people like to look down on those in sin. Would you agree with that? Oh, yeah. You see somebody in sin, they love to look down on them. Feel self-righteous, smug. One writer said, giving a personal testimony, I have often thought that if I ever fall into a trespass, I will pray that I don't land in the hands of those censorious, critical, self-righteous judges in the church. Let me fall into the hands of barkeepers, streetwalkers, or dope peddlers, because such church people would tear me apart with their long, wagging, gossipy tongues, cutting me to shreds. I thank God that isn't true in our church, but it is in a lot of places. You don't want to be judgmental. You don't want to be censorious. You don't want to be somebody who thinks you're holier than anyone else. If you think you're something when you're nothing, you deceive yourself. You might as well realize what he's saying is you're nothing. The only thing that makes you anything at all is that you're spiritual. You happen to be in the Spirit, so you're useful. As soon as you're in the flesh, you're useless. So it isn't you, it's the Spirit. Understood? You alone in the flesh, useless. You in the Spirit, powerful. The issue must be the Spirit. That syllogism anyone could understand. So he's saying if you think you're something when you're nothing, in other words, if you don't want to bother to get involved at a proper level because you're too good for that, you are very deceived. And you better go back, verse 4 says, and you better examine your own work, and then you may have a just cause for boasting in regard to himself alone, he says, and not in regard to another. You better not assume anything that isn't really true. Your first responsibility is to examine your own life, be sure your own attitudes are right, be sure you have a humble, meek spirit, and that you have a reason to boast in the good sense because of what God has done in your life. And then you're going to go humbly, and you're not going to think you're something when you're nothing. You're going to know you're nothing, but God can use you to do some things, and you're going to follow through in the power of the Spirit. Then in verse 5, he says, for each one shall bear his own load. That doesn't contradict verse 2. The word load and the word burdens are two different words. Burdens is baras, heavy, heavy burden. Load